It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Students of the future, your backpacks are about to weigh a lot less. At an event today in New York, Apple said it would dive into the still young but rapidly growing world of e-textbooks. There are two types of those books right now, says Mark Nelson. He's with the National Association of College Stores. The first is just regular books transferred to a screen.
They tend to be very static, linear, typically have little impact on learning outcomes compared to the print versions. And this is probably where most of the e-textbooks are today.
The second is what Nelson calls the born digital version.
These are typically more interactive applications. They increasingly are tied to customized or self-paced learning, often have assessments built into them, and are more clearly linked to learning outcomes.
Sounds pretty cool, right? Well, don't get too excited yet, because there's a hitch. Carl Harvey is a school librarian in Indiana and president of the National Association of School Librarians.
There's lots of different publishers out there. Lots of them have their own different type of reading software for their digital books, which makes that kind of complicated when you've got all these different companies with their own different readers, devices. There's not a lot of standardization at this point.
Different platforms can't always talk to each other, and then before you know it, technology is making problems, not solving them. Again, Mark Nelson.
When students go to buy a digital book, they require a lot more education before they're willing to make the purchase, because they don't necessarily understand, all right, this book has this licensing terms, it can be used on these systems and with this environment. And then the next one, well, has slightly different licensing terms, and it can be used for a different period of time, and you need a different reader to be able to access it. So that means a lot of confusion out there for students, and that certainly has slowed adoption.
There are other problems, too. The selection of e-textbooks is poor, and students don't want to be on screens if the professor is on paper.
In fact, there's a number of interesting studies that have shown that students' perception is that if they use a format other than what the faculty member uses, it will negatively impact their grade. Even though there's been a couple of the same studies have shown that typically, statistically, there's no difference in grade outcome regardless of which format they use.
Apple is now trying to carry education into this new digital future. But whether we get to that future with Apple or someone else, Nelson says one thing's for sure, we're leaving books behind.
Particularly as we move more and more towards true digital course materials, where it's interactive, where it's tied to student learning outcomes, where it enhances the student's success in mastering the materials. As the content moves more and more in that direction, the print version will increasingly become an educationally inferior product.
Mark Nelson of the National Association of College Stores. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. You can also find us on the World Wide Web at marketplacetech.org. Catch previous episodes of the show, read our blog. Good time. Howdy, partner. Won't you take a ride on the
Robot Roundup?
Our occasional check-in with our robot pals.
Robots
are emptying their own vacuum cleaner bags. Two new robot vacuum cleaners arriving later this year will be able to drop off the gunk they collect so you don't have to. As if having a robot vacuum cleaner wasn't lazy enough. Hey, how's this for lazy?
Robots
can serve you beer. The upcoming Robots App Store will offer an app that trains a household robot to pick out a Guinness from among lots of different beers. Then it brings it to you. And
robots
are helping out with brain surgery. A robot funded by the European Union will be used for what's called keyhole neurosurgery, as in very small hole. The bot will insert instruments into the patient's brain with smooth, precise movements, and then recommend how to move them around based on what it sees in there. Kind of puts the vacuum and beer robots to shame, really. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.